Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter on the prohibition of looking down, ridiculing Muslims. In other words, a person for some reason, he considers himself better than others. And this is a very dangerous quality. Very often this quality is born out of pride. That the person is proud, maybe because of his language that he speaks, he's proud because of his qualifications, he's proud because of his beauty, he's proud because of his wealth. So now what he's doing is looking down. He's considering others to be inferior, not realizing, and sometimes even because of a person's actions, his good deeds, now he sees how much of tahajjud he's reading, how much of salat of in the first saf he's reading, with takbir ola, etc. He's looking at all the tilawat of Quran that he's making, and now a sense of pride is coming in the person that I am better than other people, that I'm not doing so much. Now, this is something that is very, very dangerous. This is the thing that caused shaitan. The first thing that came into him was this pride. That ana khayrun min khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. That I am created from fire. I am better than Adam alayhi salam. Why must I make sajda for Adam alayhi salam? So now this pride is a thing that will cause a person even at great heights to fall. So therefore Islam teaches us, this beautiful shariat of ours teaches us, that we should not have this quality that we look down on others. We never know. Sometimes a poor person, he may be a black person, in the eyes of people he got no status. But what's his maqam, what's his status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know. So therefore we have to be very, very careful. Consider ourselves to be the lowest and everyone else to be better than us. If we explain also, it doesn't mean that if a person sees a sin taking place, now he thinks that now it's okay. The person can carry on with the sin. It's a different issue, completely different issue. Here this hadith and this application of the ayat of the Quran Sharif is applying to situations where in a normal society one person is looking down against the other. He's not referring to a situation of sin where we don't consider a sin to be a sin. A sin will always remain to be a sin, so therefore we'll hate that sin. But we don't consider ourselves to be better than the person that is committing the sin. We don't know what his end result will be. And so long as the race is on, nobody can claim to be the winner. The race will only finish when the person passes away. Now when the race is finished, we know who is the winner, who came out first, who came out second, who came out third. We'll only know when the race finishes. After our eyes close, we put in the qabr. And now on the day of Qiyamah, when that book of deed is given, now we know who did and who fared. And who came out where. So long as we're in this world, we'll consider wrong to be wrong, but we won't consider ourselves to be superior to any person. So today's hadith, an ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, la yadkhulu al-jannata man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu dharratin min kibr. Faqala rajulun inna al-rajula yuhibbu an yakuna thawbuhu hasanan wa na'luhu hasanatan. فقال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس رواه مسلم. حضرت عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. One who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. A person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if a man likes his clothes and shoes to be beautiful? What if a man, what a beautiful question. That what if a person he likes that his clothes he wears must be good, must be nice, beautiful. His shoes that he wears he likes, it must be beautiful. In other words, this person that is asking the question is asking it on the premise that if a person is wearing this, now this can be pride. That I want my shoes to be nice, I want my clothes to be nice. That is why he's asking this question. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied beautifully, that Allah is beautiful and Allah loves beauty. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, what is pride? Pride means to renounce the truth and to belittle people. Renounce the truth means, if somebody is telling you something that is right, you're just dismissing it. No. But that is pride. When you're told something that is correct, accept it. That what you're saying is right. Whatever person is telling you is right, it doesn't matter if I'm doing it and I'm making a mistake, I accept that I am wrong, I did a wrong thing. Now this is now not pride. But when a person just rejects it, no, it can't be me, and I'm not prepared to accept what you're saying, automatically now that is pride. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nasi, the second part ties up with the chapter that we are doing. and belittling people. In other words, considering ourselves to be better than others and to belittle others. This is something that is disliked. This is what pride actually is. So this hadith, we did it previously, that Allah Ta'ala dislikes a human being exhibiting pride, since greatness and grandeur belongs to Allah Ta'ala alone. Instead, a human being should possess the qualities of servitude and humility. One last hadith to finish off this chapter. An Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala rajulun wallahi la yaghfiru Allah li fulanin faqala Allah azza wa jal man dhal ladhi yata'alla alayya alla aghfira li fulan fa inni qad ghafartu lahu wa ahbadtu 'amalak rawahu Muslim. As Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man says that by Allah, Allah will never forgive so and so. A person is making a statement that I take an oath and Allah won't forgive that person. Allah won't forgive that person. So a person is making the statement. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a man says by Allah, Allah will not forgive. Allah will never forgive so and so. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala replies, who is he that takes an oath on me that I will never forgive so and so? I have forgiven him, whereas your deeds have come to nothing. Your deeds have come to nothing. We never know who Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Therefore, when we bring the chapter on the prohibition of cursing someone, we said cursing is to take a person away, to hope and desire that a person is taken away from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Who are we to take people out of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? A person should never curse another person. And if he has to, he is forced to, then it must be a general statement. For example, whoever has done this to me, then may Allah Ta'ala do that to him. That he now is a second level. Actually, a person shouldn't even get there. But if he does, this is how it should be said. Not such that if a person curses and takes anybody out of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here again, this hadith is teaching us that Allah ta'ala doesn't like this. Therefore, he say, who is that that takes an oath on me that I will never forgive so and so? I have forgiven him. Where's your deeds? Who the person that is making the statement? Your deeds have come to nothing. When a person engages in acts of ibadat, should never regard himself as superior to others. Even worse than this is to assert that Allah Ta'ala will not forgive any particular person, as this is on one hand boastful, and on the other hand it appears to challenge Allah Ta'ala's quality of being Rahim, Ghafur Rahim. That means Allah Ta'ala is the one that forgives. Allah Ta'ala is the one that shows mercy. On a broader scale, it teaches us that a person should never pass judgments as far as those things which are exclusively in Allah Ta'ala's domain. Those things that Allah Ta'ala has already passed judgment on, now to repeat it. For example, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, or Shariat has mentioned, or we have been told via the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that something is forbidden. For example, a strange man and a strange woman being together. Now this is something that is forbidden. Intermingling of men and women is forbidden. Photography is forbidden. So now for a person to pronounce what Allah Ta'ala and our deen has already pronounced, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has already pronounced, now there is no such thing as judging. This is not judging, this is actually relating what Allah Ta'ala has already judged and Allah Ta'ala has already chosen. What this hadith is referring to and these hadiths are referring to is where a person is looking down at others. In other words, I am better than another person. So there is a very big distinction. So therefore, all the time we should check our hearts and check our intention. Am I considering myself better to be better than others? Am I considering myself to be greater than other people? There was one very pious person that one Hindu used to mock him. This incident is mentioned. So this is for illustrative purposes for us to understand. So the Hindu used to always tell him that, is your beard better or is the beard of my goat better? In India this was, is your beard better or is the beard of my goat better? So he never replied anything, he didn't say anything. So he made wasiyat to his companions and his friend around him, that the day I die, I want you all to stop on my janaza in front of this Hindu's place. So when this pious person had passed away, so the janaza was brought in front of this Hindu. And at that time, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that certain times, certain things are shown. This is not something that happens all the time. It's sometimes things that Allah Ta'ala makes it happen. This person says, Alhamdulillah, now I can say that my beard is better than the beard of your goat, because today I passed away with Iman. I mean, a person passes away with iman, then you find now is the time a person can make his claims. Whatever claims he wants, he can make his claims at that point. But until we are in this world, no person can make any claim. We don't know what our end result will be. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.